What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories, and sometimes meditations. I'm Mr. Eric, your host, and today we're starting off with a write-in question from a listener known only as Frog Queen. They wrote their question on Spotify, and it reads, "What if Feralise told us how to use magic?" Thank you, Frog Queen. And this is the perfect time for a story like this, because lately, What If World has needed a little magic. In fact, it reminds me of another question from a listener named Owen. Let's hear it.
Hi, my name is Owen. I really like playing my video game, and my question is, what if Abacus quit teaching magic? Thank you.
Ooh, big stuff today, kids. And we're gonna work through it together. Now, if you've never listened to one of our meditations, they still usually have some story elements and are always inspired by your ideas. We recommend you get yourself comfortable while you listen. You can sit or lie down with your eyes staring off softly at a single point or gently closed. You can even take a relaxing walk around as long as you watch out for your body. And of course, grown-ups, if you are driving a car, please keep your eyes open. This meditation will help us find our magic and work through our worry. It's a skill I still practice every day, especially when it's time to tell you all a what-if story. Now, my friend Feralise will be leading this meditation, and as you may imagine, she'll meet our friend Abacus P. Grumbler along the way. If you haven't heard the last few episodes where the cryptid kids traveled to What If World, you might not know that the observatorium has nearly fallen. All but a single tilting tower remain. And Abacus P. Grumbler, he has turned into Abbybot, a giant robot who tried to help save his school, but nearly knocked over the last tower in the process. So when we meet in What If World, Feralise will be on the case. But even her magic's been thrown off by all this hullabaloo, and she's a little clumsier than normal. She'll need you to help practice mindfulness and bring the magic back to What If World. Close your eyes, if you can, and take a deep breath in and out. Now let's join Feralise on the case.
I meant to do that. My magic's not at all off.
Feralise, the almost graceful fairy detective, has arrived. She adjusts her tiny detective hat, straightens her sparkly trench coat, and pulls out her magnifying glass, which is mostly for show.
A case is afoot. Or should I say, a foot is the case.
She'd been following a set of giant footprints from the nearly fallen observatorium deep into the Wonderwood, until just this moment when she'd bumped into Abbybot, the giant robot. His metal fingers were clenched, his feet wouldn't budge, and his eyes flickered like a light bulb that needed to be turned in a little tighter, but make sure you get a grown-up's help and turn off the circuit breaker first. Said Feralise, who was used to seeing Abacus as an old human rather than a giant bearded robot.
Are you playing robot freeze tag? No, there's no one else here. Are you stuck in quicksand?
No, it's not sandy here. And quicksand is a lot less common than they make it seem in the movies.
Oh, I know. You've transformed yourself into a statue.
Abbybot is not a statue.
Pity. That would have been a fun case.
Feralise puts away her magnifying glass
and steps closer. Okay, what's really going on, my friend? Abbeybot seemed to be trying to move, but though you could hear his gears grumble, his body didn't move an inch.
I don't know. My gears feel all tight. My circuits are buzzing. It's like something's all jammed up inside me.
Thought Feralise, pace flying until she bumped into a tree. Gracefully bumped into a tree. Sure. Now, Abbeybot, I don't think you're physically stuck like this tree that I bumped into to prove my point.
What point is that?
Well, it's that maybe it's something inside you that's making you freeze. She flew up to the giant robot's chest panel, seeing red warning lights flash and thin trails of smoke slowly rise. I may not be a computer expert, but I believe you have a case of the big feels.
No, not the big feels. What are the big feels?
Oh yes, I've seen this before, though never in a robot. It's what happens when feelings get all tangled up inside, like a bowl of fairy lights that someone shoved inside a box instead of neatly wrapping up. But then they too got tangled up with the lights and stored in the attic for a week. Not that I'm speaking from experience.
So what do I do?
Glad you asked. What you will do, what I will do, and what everyone listening will do is to simply breathe these feels out.
Breathe. But I don't even have lungs.
Right, but magic works in mysterious ways, so just use your robo-spiration.
I think I should use my respirobotics.
Yes, fine, go with that.
Activating respirobotics.
Now let's try something. Imagine you have a giant balloon inside your chest. It's really tight right now, but we're going to fill it with air and let some of that tightness go. First, take a deeper breath in, big and slow. Now hold it for just a moment, and slowly let it out, like you're blowing a soft breeze across Squid Lake.
Okay, I feel worried.
See, that's a start, but let's keep going. Big breath in. And now, tell me another with feeling.
I feel nervous.
One more, and this time, really fill up that balloon. And now, what else do you feel?
I feel like I am better off as a robot. Then I don't have to feel how sad I am that the observatorium has fallen, and I could not save it.
Robot or not, Abacus, those feelings are inside you, and it is never a mistake to let them out. How would you describe what you're feeling right now?
I feel like explosion. I will never teach again. Magic is gone.
These are difficult feelings to keep all to yourself. Thank you for sharing them. You are safe with me. Anyone out there who is listening, you can whisper your feelings into the Wonderwood, or even just think them, if that's what you're ready for.
My feelings will not mess everything up.
Quite the opposite, Abbeybot. Sharing your feelings will finally start making you feel better, inside and out.
Boo-hoo, beep! Boo-hoo, boop! Boo-hoo, bop!
There you go. Let it out, I think. And as Abacus shuddered, so did the Wonderwood. But Feralise used her gentle magic to keep them both safe.
Boo-hoo, beep!
Yes, nicely done.
Boo-hoo, boop.
Oh, you're starting over. That's quite all right. I've got all the time in the... 6 hours later.
Boo. Boo. Blue.
Wait, was that a bloop? Are we all done?
Feelings file empty.
Oh, your feelings file was very full, wasn't it?
Too full.
Thank you for sharing them with me.
Why are you being so kind after I messed everything up?
Because I am your friend, Abacus, and because I know that you were trying your best.
I was.
Now take another breath. And how do you feel?
A little less stark.
Good. Now, do you know what I like to do when I'm still a little stark?
Do you turn into a robot?
No, but that would be cool. I like to wiggle. Shake out your arms a little. Wiggle your fingers. Even do a silly dance. Or move your legs if you're lying down.
Robots do not dance.
Oh, really? Then what is this dance that I'm doing?
Your arms and elbows are so stiff, yet they're moving up and down and back and forth like a robot. How is this possible?
It's called the robot. It's a well-known dance. And Abbybot, for the first time in a week, started moving his rusty, creaky arms, which seemed to get looser and looser the more he moved around. And if you can safely wiggle around wherever you are, then try it too. Or just imagine yourself dancing to this silly robot music and just let go.
Oh, that feels nice.
Yes, robot or not, you are feeling Abbybot. Or should I say, Abacus? Abbybot's metal frame started to glow and shrink. His fingers softened. His metal plates dissolved into flowing robes. And standing in his place was...
Oh, I remember now. I'm not just a robot. I'm me again. When I hold my worries too tight, I get stuck.
But when I share them
and breathe, oh, I feel free.
That's detective work for you, said Feralise, polishing her magnifying glass. Oops, I meant to do that.
Don't worry, I can fix it with magic.
So you'll be teaching again next week?
Well, that depends upon the what-if question. But I promise I'll probably be teaching eventually.
Well then, case closed. You did amazing, Abacus. And so did you at home. Just remember, if you ever feel stuck, take a deep breath in and out. And after you share your feelings, wiggle a little and breathe. You'll feel lighter too, because you, my dear friend, are always magical, just the way you are.
Wait, is that all you're teaching them about doing magic?
Well, yes. There's magic inside all of us.
No, you've got to teach them how to transform into something, like an aardvark.
Or maybe a robot. No one's ever done that before.
Yes, Eric, would you please?
The end.
Owen and Frog Queen, thank you for your questions. Thank you all for listening and practicing your mindfulness with us today. Working on this show has helped me believe in magic. Hearing from all of you and getting to share just one small fraction of your ideas with the rest of the world. It's an amazing experience. And know that you can always share your ideas with your grown-up too, and your friends and family. Maybe there's something bothering you right now that you can share next time you see them. Or maybe in your next hard moment, because we all have them, you'll remember to breathe and possibly wiggle. And share your feelings to get unstuck from them. Who knows? Those feelings might inspire your next what-if question. And with your grown-up's help, you can send them to hello@whatifworldpodcast.com. It's really easy to record an audio message on a smartphone, and that gives you a chance to be heard on the air, too. I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, My producer, Miss Lynn, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who have ever felt stuck. Even grown-ups feel that way sometimes, which can make us pretty good listeners if you just give us a chance. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
Programming is made possible by the Renaissance Foundation, committed to a unique scholarship program for high-achieving, first-in-family college students with financial need. The Renaissance Scholars Program provides renewable financial support for up to 1,000 students each year. To learn more, you can visit trfwebsite.org.